However, looking down into the valley has brought something else to his attention. He doesn't seem to be maintaining his altitude. In fact, the earth seems to be rising up toward him. Well, he's not worried about that. After all, his flight has been a complete success up to now, and there's no reason why it shouldn't go on being a success. He just has to pedal a little harder, that's all. So far, so good. He thinks with amusement of those who predicted that his flight would end in disaster, broken bones, and death. Here he is, he's come all this way, and he hasn't even gotten a bruise, much less a broken bone. But then he looks down again, and what he sees disturbs him. The law of gravity is catching up to him at an alarming rate. He's disturbed, but far from desperate. My craft has brought me this far in safety, he says, so he starts pedaling with all his might. Which does no good at all. Even with the power of a million men in his legs, that craft can't achieve flight. That craft is doomed. And so is he, unless he abandons it. Right, I said. I see what you're saying, but I don't see the connection with what we're talking about here. Ishmael nodded. Here's the connection. 10,000 years ago, the people of your culture embarked on a similar flight, a civilizational flight. Their craft wasn't designed according to any theory at all. Like our airmen, they were unaware that there is a law that must be complied with in order to achieve civilizational flight. They didn't even wonder about it. They wanted the freedom of the air, so they pushed off in the first contraption they saw, the Taker Thunderbolt. At first all was well. In fact, all was terrific. The Takers were pedaling away, and the wings of their craft were flapping beautifully. They felt wonderful, exhilarated. They were experiencing the freedom of the air, freedom from restraints that bind and limit the rest of the biological community. And with that freedom came marvels. All the things you mentioned the other day, urbanization, technology, literacy, mathematics, science. Their flight could never end. It could only go on, becoming more and more exciting. They couldn't know, couldn't guess that, like our hapless airmen, they were in the air, but not in flight. They were in free fall, because their craft was simply not in compliance with the law that makes flight possible. But their disillusionment is far in the future, so they pedal away and have a wonderful time. Like our airmen, they see strange sights. They see the remains of craft very like their own, not destroyed, merely abandoned on the ground, by the Maya, by the Hohokam, by the Anasazi, by the peoples of the Hopewell cult, to mention only a few of those found here in the New World. Why, they wonder, are these craft on the ground instead of in the air? Why would any people prefer to be earthbound when they could have the freedom of the air as we do? It's beyond comprehension, an unfathomable mystery. Ah, well, the vagaries of fools are nothing to the Takers. They're peddling away and having a wonderful time. But alas, a law is catching up to them. They don't even know such a law exists, but that's no protection. This law is as unforgiving as the law of gravity, and it's catching up to them just the way that law caught up to our airmen, at an accelerating rate. Famine soon becomes a routine condition of life in many parts of the Taker Thunderbolt, and the Takers have to pedal even harder than before. But oddly enough, the harder they pedal, the worse conditions become. Very strange. Never mind, the Takers say. We'll just have to put some people pedaling away on a reliable method of birth control. Then the Taker Thunderbolt will fly forever. But such simple answers aren't enough to reassure the people of your culture nowadays. Everyone is looking down, and it's clear that the ground is rushing up toward you, and rushing up faster every year. Basic ecological systems are being impacted by the Taker Thunderbolt, and that impact increases in intensity every year. Pessimists, or maybe they're realists, look down and say, well, the crash may be 20 years off, or maybe as much as 50 years off. Actually, it could happen any time. But of course there are optimists as well who say, we must have faith in our craft. After all, it's brought us this far in safety. What's ahead isn't doom, it's just a little hump we can clear. If we pedal harder. But your craft isn't going to save you. On the contrary, it's your craft that's carrying you toward catastrophe. 5 billion of you pedaling away, or 20 billion, can't make it fly. It's been in free fall from the start. And that fall is about to end. And the worst part is, I added, that the survivors will want to do it all over again, exactly the same way. Yes, I'm afraid you're right. Here's a puzzle to consider, said Ishmael. Traveling in a far land, you find yourself in a strange city, isolated from all others. You're impressed by the natives. They're friendly, healthy, and peaceable, and they say they've always been so. Well, you're glad to break your journey here, and one family invites you to stay with them. That night, you sample their food, and finding it delicious but unfamiliar, ask them what it is. And they say,